Continuing with the next siman in the Shulchan Aruch, which is siman Resh Zayin Din Bracha Achrona Al Haperos, which has only one sif, which specifically discusses the Bracha Brei Nefashos. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the nusach of the proper way of saying this Bracha. Brei Nefashos Rabos V'Chesronan Al Koma Shibarasa or Al Koma Shibara. Which is translated in English, the art scroll, who creates numerous living things with their deficiencies, for all that you have created, with which to maintain the life of every being, blessed is he, the life of the world. And he brings down in Tefillah that the language is Nefashos Rabos. It doesn't talk about people only, but Nefashos is all living things, which of course extends beyond the human race. So, when does a person say this bracha of Brei Nefashos? So the Machaber tells us as follows. Peros Eila, when it comes to all fruits that grow from the tree, well, chutz v'chemishas aminim, excluding the five species, namely that of olives, grapes, dates, figs, and pomegranates, everything else, v'chol haperos adama, as well as anything which grows in the ground, v'yirakos, vegetables, v'chol davar she'en gidulim in aretz, anything which does not grow from the ground, and which is, for example, meat, fish, cheese, eggs, bracha achrona shelhem berei nefashos rabos. So that is the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that, what is this coming to include? V'chol davar, anything. Klal b'zeh afil mayim. The person drinks water, and we already discussed, if you're drinking water only to take a pill, you're not doing it because you're thirsty, then no bracha said, even a bracha rishona. But if you're thirsty, certainly a shot kola said. And thereafter, if you would have drank a shir enough, then the brei nefashos would also be required after drinking. The Mishnah Berurah says furthermore, the b'di'evin im berach aleihem al ha'etz v'al priya etz yatsa. Quoting the words of the Shari Tshuva, that if instead on an apple, which you're supposed to say brei nefashos after eating it, if you would have said the bracha in shalosh, which for cake you say al milchia, for the fruits, the five fruits which we already mentioned, you may say ha'etz, al ha'etz v'al priya etz. If you would have said that when it comes to any of the other fruits, an apple and orange, you have fulfilled your obligation, but really you're supposed to only make the bracha of brei nefashos. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, im ochum ikol minim elu mivarech l'achar kulam bracha achas. When it comes to all the different foods, you had some fish, you had some cheese, you had some soda, coffee, whatever it may be. So would you think that you would have to say brei nefashos on each of them separately and say brei nefashos numerous times? Halachas, certainly not. You would only say brei nefashos once, and that would cover all those foods. U'brachazu chosim ba b'loch shem. We do not conclude the bracha with Hashem's name. We do not say Baruch Ata Hashem. But rather, we just end off Baruch Chei Ha'olamim, as we already translated, blessed is he, the life of the worlds. The Mishnah Berurah then discusses this further and says, Ratzalomar de'en tzarech levarach brei nefashos al kol echad b'yachad. What the Shulchan Aruch meant, which we already elaborated and explained, is that you would not need to make a bracha brei nefashos on every single food that you ate. Even the drinks and the foods, they can combine. So if you had had a can of soda, you're supposed to say Brei Nefashos. If you had a piece of fish, you say Brei Nefashos. So now that you ate them both together, that does not require you to say two. Of course, one is enough. And he says that im stapek im ochel kazayas bechnei chilus pras in tzarech chavarach Brei Nefashos rabos. When it comes to a case of a suffix, when it comes to a doubt, when it comes to bread, for example, should I make berachas hamazon? Should I bench? When it comes to a deraisa, Torah law, we follow the general rule of suffik deraisa l'chomer, that we go strict and we would ask you to bench. However, brei nefashos, which is not min ha-Torah, it's not a Torah obligation, and therefore, in the case of doubt, suffik derabanan l'kula, we will not have you make the brei nefashos. Obviously, to remove yourself from suffik, one should make sure that they had enough so that they certainly can make the proper bracha achrona. Two last ideas which are brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos with regard to this bracha brei nefashos. He asks, what happens kishesh l'fanav asher yatzar or brei nefashos? A person used the bathroom. Let's say they finished eating their meal. They were supposed to save it a fashas, use the bathroom. The question is, should they say Asher Yatzar? Or should they make the bracha of Brein HaFashos first? So he says that Yachdim Levarach Asher Yatzar. Should first say the bracha Asher Yatzar, then only afterwards Brein HaFashos. Why? So it brings down a couple of reasons. One, the Magen Avraham says, in the name of the Rashal, the Tadir Kodem, which we're going to see, a lot of people don't understand. But there's a general principle we've established numerous times, that when you have two mitzvos in which we have to do, and they come simultaneously, which one do we do first? We're going to do both. Which one do we do first? So there's a principle of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir, Tadir Kodem. So when it comes to two mitzvahs, one is more frequent, one's less frequent, we do that which is more frequent. And therefore, the Rishal for some reason feels that, at least for him, that saying the Baruch of Asher Yatzar was something which was more common. I'm not going to get into more details. We're going to see the question on this, but nonetheless, this is what he says, that Tadir Kodem, therefore you make the Baruch of Asher Yatzar as opposed to food. Maybe they didn't have so much food either. Okay. However, the Mor Ktzia says like this, and this is the language, which you may enjoy. Tom, I don't understand. The Man Yemar, the Asher Yatzar Tadir, who says that Asher Yatzar is a bracha which we see more often? Adraba, Chil V'Shtia Tadirim Yoser. Eating and drinking is something which is more common. Again, it depends perhaps on the person. Also, the question that he could really be asking, if you want to frame it differently, is that it's possible you do eat a lot, or not a lot, but maybe the question is, eating and drinking we do maybe more often than Asher Yatzar, but eating and drinking, which requires only the bracha of Brein HaFashos, maybe what the Rishal is saying is less frequent. Perhaps most times people would wash before these carb diets came about. So therefore this is the question. Ach mikol makom, masik di'eshul haktim Asher Yatzar. This is all academic, because the halacha is Asher Yatzar is the bracha that is said first. Why? Very interesting language. He says that when it comes to thanking Hashem, the best way to do it is immediately after one has derived the hana, the benefit which was provided for you. And therefore, when it comes to the Asher Yatzar, you should do it immediately, because that you have to show your appreciation to Hashem for being able to be healthy, which unfortunately not everyone is. A bracha achrona kvar over zman mehanasa. You already ate, so you're full. But the hana, the enjoyment, as the Mor Ktzia says, is the process of eating. And therefore, since you already ate and used the bathroom, so therefore you've already removed yourself from that immediate connection of immediate after the hana is the hodah. Immediate after the benefit is the praising Hashem. Therefore, that's why he says that the bracha Asher Yatzar comes first. But either way, whichever way you look at it, that is the halacha. Now, just want to conclude with one last thought. It's brought down the Birkas Yosef. He says, "Sheim ochel peros mishivas haminim." So you had some olives, you had some grapes, you had some pomegranates, whatever. And we know that the bracha is the al ha'etz, the longer bracha. Bishar peros ha'ilan. But you also had some oranges, you had some apples. That's all you ate. The question is, do I make the bracha of al ha'etz and Brein HaFashos? Or do we say that the apples and oranges that I ate are covered through the bracha of al ha'etz, which I have to say anyway because I ate a pomegranate, for example. Figs, right? So this is what he says. V'shar peros ha'ilan, einu mevarech Brein HaFashos. You do not say Brein HaFashos. A lot of people don't know this halacha. El niftarim shar peros ayini brachas al ha'etz. Once you say the bracha of al ha'etz, you have now exempted, you're no longer obligated to say the bracha. L'chein b'di'eved, interestingly enough. Im berach al ha'etz, al peros ha'ilan, afilu b'lo shocha min shiva seminim yotza. Similar to what the Shulchan Aruch said, that if all you said was al ha'etz, and all you really ate were fruits, which really warranted a Brein HaFashos, like apples and oranges, you fulfilled your obligation.
Pineapple.
What?
You ate some pineapples.
You ate some pineapples, right? So you can say Brein HaFashos, but if you said al ha'etz, then you're also yotza.
The ha'etz can be yotza,
but you still have to say Brein HaFashos, though.
Exactly.
Oh, I hear what you're saying. It has to be ha'etz. It has to be a fruit. V'yesh kosvim, there are those that write, Im echad ochel peros mezayin minim ve'echad shar peros ilan. Let's say I only ate an apple and you ate the grapes and the figs, and can you say the bracha al ha'etz on my behalf and fulfill me from having to say a brain of fashos? The halacha is yes. Yochel chatchil lishmo mechavero berachas al eitz. You can listen to this bracha. Lachatchil, it's not an issue whatsoever. V'alpriya eitz. Latzei siri chovaso. And you have fulfilled your obligation. V'shuv ein sarach v'varach brein afashos. You no longer need to say brein afashos, which really means that since you've already fulfilled your obligation, it doesn't mean sarach, but really you shouldn't, because since you already fulfilled your obligation, a brein afashos is no longer required.